let's start with some questions. And if you have others, please just write them in the chat, and I'll go and read them from time to time. So the first question that I have is maybe for you, Yanina. So it's a question from Paul. And it's, did the packages development came along with a standardized document or documented API for people who'd like to use other programming languages?
Well, the documentation today is only in Spanish, because as I say, it's the language we talk. So we made the decision to try the people in our country and our region understand how to use the package. And I think that we are going to translate when we have time for doing that to English. We don't have an API. So at this moment, you can use it using R. But you have all the source code there. So if someone wants to translate to Python or to other language, that would be awesome.
Thanks. Maybe a question for Patricia now. I was wondering, have you seen cases in which the use of the different FAIR assessment tools, as you mentioned this in your talk already, but have you seen cases in which different assessment tools give very different evaluation of data sets? And can you briefly explain why?
I haven't done the testing through some of them personally. So the team that from the Maastricht University that I mentioned, they done some benchmarking, and they're actually looking into creating a data set that you can use across the tools. So you know exactly why one of them creates different results or not. With Fuji itself, it's already quite interesting that you sometimes get different results for the same data set, depending if you test it on the DOI or with the URL. And that's just because, as I tried to explain, the DOI gives you some more context information, and then sometimes the URL leads to a page that actually has metadata slightly structured slightly differently. So Fuji can read out different elements of the metadata and scores some of them better. But that's one of the things that we hope to dig into a bit more to actually be able to clearly